the adventure begins. The men are trained, the boats are loaded, and the core of Discovery is off. The party is set to embark on their 28-month journey. Three boats will be taken. The first is a 55-foot keel boat, carrying one large sail and 22 oars, a deck of 10 feet in the bow, and stern formed a forecastle and cabin, while the center was covered by lockers, which might be raised to form breastworks in case of an attack. The other two boats were called pirogues, or open boats, one of six oars and the other seven. Two horses were led along the bank for the purpose of bringing in game and hunting. The party left the winter camp at Wood River on May 14, 1804, with Captain Clark in command. Captain Lewis was detained a few days in St. Louis and would meet up in St. Charles, a small town about 21 miles up the Missouri River. St. Charles had one principal street about a mile in length and ran parallel to the river. 450 occupants were mainly hunters and trappers. The Corps of Discovery left St. Charles after being joined by Captain Lewis on May 21st. The adventure begins. To learn more about Wood River and St. Charles, just click on the icons and relive the adventure of the Lewis and Clark Trail on lewisandclarktrail.com.